Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
When I drive across the North Dakota landscape, I often think back to what the grasslands would have looked like a couple hundred years ago. No farmsteads and fields, oil wells, transmission lines. Needless to say, the landscape has changed. But thanks to some old written records, as well as some more recent descriptions, we can get a sense of what that landscape looked like. Rovog's Giants in the Earth is a classic novel about pioneer life on the prairies of Dakota Territory. The book opens with this description of the prairie. Bright, clear sky over a plain so wide that the rim of the heavens cut down on it around the entire horizon. Bright, clear sky today, tomorrow, and for all time to come. Then later, the immigrant wife, Brett, opines, "This formless prairie had no heart that beat, no waves that sang. The infinitude surrounding her on every hand might not have been so oppressive if it had not been for the deep silence, which lay heavier here than in church. Could no living thing exist here, in the empty, desolate, endless wastes? How could existence go on," she thought desperately. "If life is to thrive and endure, it must at least have something to hide behind." Well, at Fort Stevenson in the 1860s, de Taubriand recorded observations of the landscape in his diary. "The plateau stretches out uniformly to the east and west for great distances until it finally merges with the sky. There's nothing especially picturesque about all this. The character of this countryside is completely desert-like. Space and solitude. Nothing here suggests limitation." John Madsen puts an interesting perspective on prairie in his book, Where the Sky Began, Land of the Tall Grass Prairie. "A man could stand in a small grove of virgin white pine of the same size and feel that he was in forest primeval. Not so with prairie. To the average man, a scrap of native prairie is just a shaggy weed patch between cornfields. Prairie must have sweep and perspective to look like prairie. It's more than native grasses and forbs. It's native sky and native horizons that stretch the eye and the mind. To be good prairie, really good prairie, it must embrace the horizons." That prairie landscape is hard to find these days. So if you have the opportunity to observe it, stop and savor it. It could be gone tomorrow. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.